we saw a couple of people running past our window. And at first, we didn't think much of it, but it's quite a quiet road, so that doesn't happen that often. Seemed to be a bit strange, so I looked out the door, and one of the young girls whose house was on fire was running up the street, banging on the neighbours' doors, trying to get people to come out of their house because the fire was just uproaring from the wind. At that point, I kind of panicked, put my coat on and just ran to see if I could help anyone. The families were all sat outside crying on the floor, absolutely devastated because the house was burning down. And they were quite upset because the fire brigade still hadn't come. But it'd been about 20 minutes, I'd say, since she'd phoned them. Within 20 minutes, the flames had gone right up, burnt the top of the roof almost was gone already. The second house started catching a light by the time the fire brigade come. And because it was so windy, it was just spreading everywhere and there was just black smoke everywhere. The whole street, every single person was out trying to help, giving people blankets. I came over here, tried to give people cups of tea, tissues. I got the young boy to come and sit in my house, keep him warm because he was shaking. And then his mum and his two sisters joined him afterwards. They sat here and their family came round and saw them. And we were just doing what we could, really. There wasn't a lot we could do. And at that point, it was too late because the whole house had been completely burnt through. Everything was gone. They were devastated. And the young girl was saying that her mum's worked so hard for her house. And as far as I'm aware, they haven't even lived there for a year. So it's devastating. One of the girls, Amy, I believe her name is, she's doing her GCSEs. All her paperwork, everything is in the house. She's lost all her revision, everything. So as you can imagine, very upsetting. The only thing she managed to save was her prom dress. I'm not sure what made her think to grab that, but she did, and that's the only thing they managed to save. The young boy didn't even have any trousers on, he only had his pants. So, yeah, no, it was terrible, really.
I'm hearing that you live in a really lovely community and the community is really rallying around. Can you tell me what they're doing to help, what people are doing to help?
I've only been in my house for about a year and a half, but in the space of a year and a half, we've never really had any real trouble down here. Everyone's been very helpful, lovely. Everyone's always greeting each other. It's a really tight community. And yesterday it really did show. Everyone came out. Everyone was so friendly, hugging people, just showing support, bringing people's duvets out. Everyone was so lovely. One of the ladies that lives in our street has made a Just Giving page. And I've shared that, and I've also said, cause some people can't always donate money, I've said to if they can donate clothing or blankets or food vouchers or anything that they can, really. And the support we've got is absolutely crazy. We've had so many donations already just this morning.
I can see it's in your living room. Can you describe what you've got in your living room?
My living room is completely covered just with bags of clothes and shoes and coats and, well, everything. We've got toiletries. I've got family that have said they're going to donate food vouchers to local restaurants that live near to us. It's just wonderful, really. It's inspiring to see that people really rallying together to help.